David, your thoughts on today's win here at the Lochshore Hotel Arena?
Hard earned. Carrick made it difficult for us, the way they have done for quite a few teams this season. So we knew coming into the game that, you know, what Carrick's strengths were, and we had to avoid falling into the trap of giving up opportunities to them. So thankfully we did that today. I always thought we were well in control of the game. I know for a Linfield supporter, sometimes you sort of think, yeah, it'd be lovely to be 3-4 up, of course. But I couldn't ask for any more of the players. Even at half time, we come in. It's not the prettiest game. The conditions and everything else dictates the way you have to play. But one thing the boys did do today, they stood up to it, managed the conditions, managed the game, managed the occasion, and got a big 3 points.
The first goal might have been a bit of a lottery, but it was a great run by Chris Casement that brought the first goal about.
It was, and again, Chris has that certainly in abundance where he drives at people. He should probably do more of that because he's very capable. But it was probably a freak goal in a way, but it gave us a little bit of a platform then to go and win the game. We were unlucky, a couple of other opportunities, but Kirk Miller's free kick was... Not only was it pleasing to see it going in, it was pleasing on the eye, and it was a big goal.
The second goal, I mean, Stephen Fallon has won the goal of the month 3 months in a row, but I think Kirk might have just won the March one with that one this afternoon.
Well, hopefully there's a few more to come in March, so still to be decided. But again, it was I think he scored a similar one against Cliftonville in the County Antrim, very late on in the game, where you're sort of thinking, is he going to cross it? Is he got enough sort of pace and power to get to the... Get to the goal, but right into the top corner, and it serves a big goal at a crucial time in the game, 6-7 minutes in the second half, which then gives us then the more belief that we could go and get the 3 points.
Pleasing as well, because you had to make a few enforced changes there with Rowan and Stevie Fallon and not being able to play today. So it's great that you've got strength and depth that can come in, you know, in a game like this.
Yeah, it is. It's not ideal. Certainly coming off the back of, you know, a really positive performance and. The result against Crusaders, you don't really want to change too much. Rowan's was enforced, Stevie Fallon's was enforced, but you know, I thought Bastien came in and showed glimpses of why we brought him to the club. And again, Alex, and 100% faith in Alex. He's come in before. We threw him in maybe 2-3 years ago when we threw him down at the Oval when he probably wasn't ready. And he came out with a clean sheet, and again today, everything he had to do today, he was very good. And again, not that we're shocked. I'm certainly not shocked, and I know Johnny Williams and the goalkeeping coach wouldn't have been shocked, because the way Alex is trained and the way he's performed over the last sort of couple of years, and that's why we signed him, and we hope to have him a long time.
Niall Quinn's been really consistent for us, and it was a big loss him coming off so early, wasn't it?
It's disappointing. It's disappointing for Niall. Hopefully we'll get that assessed probably during the week, and we'll see what the damage is to that. But again, the plus side of that is we have a very experienced player, a very capable Matty Clark, who can certainly... It's not as if a game we're at the stages where you have to throw an untried or untested younger player in. Matty's been at the football club 7-8 years, so he understands his position, he knows the expectation levels, and I thought when he actually did come on today, he done really well, so that was pleasing.
Massive game next week, home to Larne. We saw a few weeks ago how good they were.
Yeah, no, they're good. They prove we didn't quite match anything that Larne produced on the night. We were off it, we were poor. So it's an opportunity now on Saturday. It's a big game again on Saturday to make sure that we not only respond to the results, positive performances we've had over the last 4 or 5 games in the league, that we show a response to make sure that we put a marker down in Larne next week.
Effectively the split starts now, because we've got to play Larne and Glentoran twice, so you need the support out next Saturday, Windsor Park, home against one of the top teams in the league, really.
Yeah, again, you know, we always say it about how important it is, and I thought even from minute one today, I thought the supporters today down at Carrick, a blowy, blustery, not very nice weather today, you know, turned up on the numbers and got right behind the players today, and say we've been on record numerous times to say how important it is for the football club and the players. So we look forward to that next week.
Well done today, and all the best next Saturday, dude.
Thanks, Andy.